We're talking with one of the key men in terms of the Haspa Marathon Hamburg. That is Jos Hermans, well known throughout the world of athletics as a manager. His global sports communications organization is very well known, managing athletes, and he's got a key role in putting the elite field together. Jos, we all know that springtime, marathon time, it's a key time. This year is the Olympics as well, biggest year of all. What attracts the top runners to Hamburg? It's a crowded season, so they've got quite a lot of choice. But what are the key factors in them coming to Hamburg?
I think Hamburg has a good course. It's very nice, a lot of public, a lot of crowds. And the marathon has a very good attitude. They at least feel very welcome here. And, it's not like, okay, here's the start and you find out your own way. There's many different groups, different pacemakers. So there's a lot of respect for the athletes, which I think is normal because athletes can run two times a year. They have maybe 10 good marathons in their body. So I think they deserve to have the best possible service. And they give a very good service here in Hamburg in the way of if you are a 212 runner, you will have a group with your own pacemakers for 212. You don't have to go with a group of 2.6 and kill yourself, and that happens in a lot of marathons.
That's interesting because this year, of course, the Olympics in Rio, and we're coming to the deadline for Olympic selection. A lot of Ethiopians in particular come to Hamburg, and the federation says, well, we're going to have we're going to take the fastest runners. Yeah. So that seems that's why Hamburg is a good choice. I mean, as you say, fast course, sometimes the wind comes in from the North Sea, but it's important that runners feel comfortable.
Yes, exactly. I mean, the Ethiopian Federation, 4 years ago, they made a big mistake. They took the three fastest guys from Dubai, and they all didn't do very well. I think most of them dropped out. So they understand now that it's not just a matter of fast time. So they will look at the times, but also look where did you run and what position did you have, how did you achieve it, and what kind of conditions. And then Hamburg is a very good place to be. Of course, if Sunday the weather is not good, a lot of wind and rain, of course, those athletes is bad luck for the athletes. That's very tough. But on the other hand, if we have good weather, they can run very good times here. Then they can compete with London or Boston. But basically, I think the team will be picked from Boston, London, and Hamburg. And of course, it's nice for Hamburg to be in that group with Boston and London.
And just lastly, of course, you know from your own experience as a championship track runner, championship, Olympic, World Championship, European Championship marathons, they're not like the big city races. So what you're saying about varying wind or weather conditions, runners have to be able to cope with all sorts of conditions, don't they? And selectors look at that, not just times.
Yeah, well, in Ethiopia, they're not so good in those things to look at because, let's be honest, in the Olympics, there's no pacemakers. So, it's a very strange race. If nobody takes the pace, maybe it's a good race for a former 10K runner. If everybody only starts racing in the second part or only after 30K, it's a totally different marathon. You can win in 208 or 210 even. Of course, the condition. So I don't think that in Ethiopia, the Federation is that smart to know to take all those things in consideration. But I agree. Even the fastest time doesn't make so much sense. If you saw it last time with Stephen Kiprotich in London. He was certainly not the fastest runner. He has never run faster than 207, 206. But he wins the Olympics because it's a different race.
Well, it all means it's going to be an exciting race, we hope, for the Haspa Marathon Hamburg in Sunday, and also, of course, looking ahead to Rio and the Olympics. Jos Hermans, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.